Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we conclude our conversation entitled Covenant Eyes. Really, there are many stories and there are many steps we could take. And,
yes.
I suppose there are who knows how many options available to help our families, to help ourselves, to help our children, to win the battle against porn and its harmful influences.
Right.
As an affiliate of Covenant Eyes, that's the one we want to recommend to you.
Yes.
Covenant Eyes, we recommend you today. And so let's take a few
Not
moments
just
here.
As an affiliate, as a user.
Yes. As a parent and as a mom and dad. And we've used it ourselves for how long have we had Covenant Eyes?
Oh, my. A long time. I don't even know.
All of our teenagers have had Covenant Eyes.
Right.
And we've had it before the teens.
Right.
It's been a part of our lives for a long time.
Very long time.
And here's what it's not. Let's talk about what it's not, what it is, how it helps. Mm-hmm. And how you can get it.
Okay.
So here's what it is not. Covenant Eyes is not, and listen very carefully, moms and dads, it is not a replacement for parental involvement. In other words, you don't just add it to your children's devices and, okay, praise God, there's
Go
no further
on your
issues.
Merry way and we don't have to worry about this anymore.
The battle never works that way.
No.
It never, ever works that way. This is not a replacement for parental involvement. It's a tool.
Yes.
In the arsenal to help your children to win over these cultural issues that are so damaging and devastating.
Right.
And along the same line, I guess the best way to say it is it's not a foolproof method.
Right.
I'm not sure there is one.
I don't think so.
Christian school teens are not exempt.
No.
I counsel them all the time. They're battling this stuff.
Yes.
Homeschool kids are not exempt. I counsel them too.
Right. Ministry kids.
And our public school kids are not exempt.
No.
It doesn't matter whether you are the strictest people in your church or the most unstrict people in your
church. Right, you have a lot of liberty.
Doesn't matter. There's no foolproof method.
No.
We need all the help we can get. And that's why for us, Covenant Eyes has been that tool.
Yes.
And that's why we want to recommend it to you. This is what it's not. Here's what it is. Mm-hmm. It really is three things. It's a filter.
Right.
And moms and dads, if you download this on your app, you can set someone as a filter guardian who can set apps for, or filters rather for you.
Right.
And there's varying levels so that you can block all kinds of things. You can filter out all kinds of matters.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can set it fairly lightly to where most things are in, just the really bad stuff are out. But it's a filter.
Yes.
It's also an accountability program.
Yes.
And this is one Beth and I can testify about because one of the things we like about this program is that it is a constant. What we do is, as allies, we are our children's allies. Bethley is my ally. I'm her ally.
Yes.
It's not just interconnected in the family. We have other folks outside. I have several friends outside the family that are my allies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the accountability program can be set for, you know, how often to provide the accountability, but it's usually either a weekly basis,
right,
every 3 days, or every day.
Right.
And with our children, I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that every morning when I check email, I will have an email list about our children.
Right.
And it basically just is a report. This is kind of what they were looking at and what time they were looking at it.
Right.
You know, so you may see something that's a little bit questionable, but it was at 12:30 and we were all sitting at the table. Then that may tell you that you know, maybe as we're all ending a meal and someone picks up a phone, that's not that big of a deal. But if you were to get an accountability that said at 11:45 in the evening after we'd all gone to bed, something was being looked at.
Right.
Maybe it was something innocent, but that's a red flag.
Right.
So I'm always looking for red flags, and those are opportunities to talk about something before it becomes a massive big deal.
Right. Yes.
And we don't react. We're like, I can't believe you. The idea is, hey, we've got to change this. We've got to alter that. We've got to correct this. We've got to deal with that. We've got to talk about this. That's the point of accountability.
Right.
And guys, I recommend that your wife get your accountability email.
Yes.
I recommend that you have a friend that gets your accountability email. If you're single, we recommend Covenant Eyes to you, and you ought to have some allies, some friends, some accountability built into your life. If you're a pastor, you need this program.
Right. And one of the things that is helpful, I mean, you know that your ally or your spouse is going to be getting this readout of what you've been looking at on the internet. One of the things that is helpful in for David and I in our relationship is that if we're going to be looking at something, if I need to order, let's say, some type of unmentionable apparel online or whatever, I would say to David, hey, I need to look this up. It's probably going to flag it in Covenant Eyes. I just want you to know that I'm ordering something.
And sometimes when I'm on the internet, something can show up and I'm like, not sure what that is or where that came from.
Right.
So I let Bethany know you might get a report on that.
Right. And if he's traveling, he'll shoot me a text. Hey, this came up on my phone. I was not looking at it or whatever. It just popped up.
I opened or some such.
And so I just want you to know it's coming in Covenant Eyes. So that keeps us even more accountable because, you know, once the email comes into your mailbox and you open it, you know, then you can, you can have quite a discussion if it's not something that you've already discussed.
And you should have a discussion.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean there's accusation, but it's a discussion to say what's happening here and what do we need to deal with.
Right.
So here's what Covenant Eyes is. It's a filter.
Yes.
It is an accountability program. And thirdly, it is a screen monitoring app. And here's how that works. And I really like this one.
Yes.
Covenant Eyes continually monitors what is showing up on the screen.
Yes.
It's not a violation of privacy. Number one, we buy it. We agree to it.
Right.
Number two, it's not used in any other way except to monitor is anything on the screen inappropriate in the pornographic sense. Mm-hmm. And if Covenant Eyes deems that something is inappropriate, it blurs it so that your purity is protected. Mm-hmm. And then it shows up in the accountability report as a questionable screenshot.
Right.
It shows the time, and then you can open up the app, and it'll show you the time it was looked at. Mm-hmm. It will de-blur it enough so you can get the idea, is this a big deal or not, without violating your own purity.
Right.
And it's a phenomenal program. It even shows you, you can even look up what websites were looked at around that time.
Right.
Is this something that happened for 2 seconds and then it was never looked at and someone moved on?
Right.
Or is this something that is part of a 20-minute questionable series of websites?
Right.
Moms and dads, single folks, pastors, staff, anybody can use Covenant Eyes.
Yes.
And I just think it's so, so valuable. So here, that's what it's not
and what it is.
Mm-hmm. And here's how it helps. And I think we've already covered that, but let's just draw it together. Covenant Eyes monitors the screen and sends a report to the allies.
Right.
A predetermined report that says, this may be questionable, check it out.
Right.
This looks questionable, check it out. Mm-hmm. And I know several months ago I got one from a friend of mine and it said, this looks questionable. And it was blurry, but when I de-blurred it to look at it, it was a wrestling match.
Right.
And so obviously there was skin there because these two guys were wrestling or boxing or whatever in their shorts. Mm-hmm. So it looked like a whole lot of skin, but it was two guys beating each other up pretty badly.
And so which may need its own filter. Who knows?
That was spoken like a lady there, gentlemen. Covenant Eyes monitors the screen, sends a report. That's how it helps. The report enables conversations.
Yes.
And it also enables interventions.
Yes.
Moms and dads, if you get that report, it's not a time to react and blow up and and scream and yell and, chop devices in little pieces. it's a time to step into your child's life and have a conversation and an intervention.
Yes.
And to walk with your children through these issues that are so prevalent and to teach them how to handle it, how to overcome it.
Right.
How to win over it.
Right. And the report, like David had mentioned, will tell you time of day. It will tell you time spent.
It does.
And so those conversations can increase in, I don't want to say intensity, seriousness and soberness, depending on what had occurred. Yeah. One of the things that I also, it's an encouraging thing. Because we get our 18-year-old, he still lives in our home, and I get his reports every day like David does, and it will show all the screenshots of the cool shoes he's looking at or the basketball things or the soccer things or whatever. And then at the very end of all of those screenshots, it will say, no concerning material.
And that is encouraging. It really is.
It is. It is. I love to see that at the end. There's nothing concerning in his report. We can just move on.
So here's how it helps. It monitors the screen. It enables conversations and interventions, and it filters objectionable websites. You can even go to the app, and it provides, moms and dads, it provides detailed instructions on how to best filter objectionable websites based on the devices your family uses.
Right.
There's information about how to use your iPhone and extra steps you can take for special situations. It is just a full platform of information and tools to help you.
Right.
And it separates how to use the iPhone as opposed to how to use an Android, a MacBook or an iPad.
Right.
just all of those are absolutely important. So we're about out of time. Mm-hmm. As we close this special edition of our podcast, here are just a few suggestions. Suggestions. And first of all, I would just suggest consider purchasing Covenant Eyes. You can use it on all of your devices as a family.
Right.
Download it on everything. Mm-hmm. And when you do, use our promo code DNBYoung. D is in David, stands for David in Bethley, D-N-B.
Isn't that clever?
That's clever. D-N-B Young.
And romantic.
And very romantic. Sorry you're having to hear a little romantic moment here. So purchase Covenant Eyes, use the promo code D-N-B Young, and it'll help you to be accountable yourself and insist that your entire family uses it. Don't just buy it for the kids. Mom and dad, model it.
Right.
You need protection. For one thing, your kid may pick up your phone.
True.
And if it's your phone will be accountable that way as well.
Well, and as we just did this whole series on diligently teaching your children Word of God and knowing the Word of God yourself. And we emphasized over and over that if you are not an example to your children, that it will not matter what you're trying to teach them.
So purchase Covenant Eyes, schedule some weekly check-in times, never stop fighting to win this battle against porn and its harmful effects.
Right.
And so thank you, CovenantEyes.com, for letting us partner with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll check it out. And thanks for listening to our podcast, being a part of it. It's CovenantEyes.com, and our promo code is DNB. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today concluded our discussion of episode entitled Covenant Eyes. Join us next time as we continue our question-answer sessions with David and Abigail Adams.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.